This is Heidi Kujat from Santa Fe, New Mexico, and I am listening to Punky Radio, and I'm in heaven.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goopa Goopa.
Hello.
All right, Five Bags Tony.
Hello.
Mr. Tony Five Bags. Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
I'm suitably relaxed.
I'm quite relaxed.
I'm quite relaxed.
Full. I'm soused out.
And your mic's working.
It is.
And you've had five bags of budget corn snacks.
A bargain.
This is the Chap Taps.
It is.
I love saying that. Well, I'm obviously...
It's Chris' absolute bargain.
It's midnight plus 30. I believe that's also known as half past 12.
It is, yeah.
So I am more than ready for the latest onslaught we have.
Five bags of crisps.
Which is a bit of an iTunes special
second,
this week, isn't it?
Second bottle of white wine.
We're nearly ready to replace that, in fact. Oh, did you just bang your head then?
Is that still
working?
Still working.
It's
all right, it's all right.
You did a me then. You just nutted the mic. For those of you out there in radio land, if you'd like to know the complexity of this show... Tony has just bashed the mic with his headphone and gone ooh and bollocks at the same time, thus creating the word bollocks. Bollocks. We don't have a word of the week this week. That might have to do. At the start of the show, you heard someone in Santa Fe. More of that later on. Yeah, I've got a bit lost.
We're doing punky.
Oh yeah, as yeah. Next week we're going to do...
Hey, she's done again.
Next week we're going to tell you... And we're watching Barbed Wire on mute.
And she,
and
she's actually got clothes on in this scene.
I know.
Well, a disappointing part of the movie.
It's my least favourite.
Yeah.
It's my least favourite. Oh, this is Coxsparrow.
You make plans, I play in a band. You
about that. It's brilliant, isn't it?
That's very nice.
I love that.
And that's not actually quite bad mixing, considering.
It's fantastic mixing, considering. Yeah.
I've got salsa fingers.
That's from Coxbauer's latest album, Here We Stand. They're in Vienna this week or next week. I can't remember. Part of a rebellion, I think. That was Did You Have a Nice Life Without Me? Did you, Tony?
It was lovely. And that's quite a bit of a love song for them.
What I want to know is, Tony, what is Coxbauer's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Coxbauer.
It is, isn't it?
I think so,
yeah. It is, yeah. They will be on our top friends this week. Top lads, actually. They're really, really good. When we got in touch with them, they got straight back to us and went, thanks for getting in touch. We really appreciate the support and everything that goes with it. This is the Planet Smashers, and they're our latest bed of theirs. I haven't heard from Mike McGee, you know.
Still?
No.
That's strange.
It is a little bit strange. I wonder what's happened there. Anyway, it's time for MySpace comments. I've let these go a bit of late. MySpace.com/Punky Radio. If you are on MySpace and you would like to add us as a friend, please do. Leave us a comment, whatever you like, about whatever. It's a very good way for us to read you out on the show, isn't it, Tom?
It's very good. They can leave us quite a long comment.
Hey, Punky. It's James McGregor, the winner of the Dirty Riffs competition. Where's my stuff, you smack turds? I haven't read this out, have I?
No.
No. Well, it's probably not, you bloody British male. Thanks so much for it, by the way. Is that a sentence? I've been listening for what seems like forever. I used to talk to you lot about roundabouts in Swindon. Now I live in Coventry. And the Ring Road is another fucking story.
Oh, dear.
Yes, it is. I have to come off at Junction 4 for the gig I do in Coventry. It's a very confusing ring road. You're absolutely right. You are always asking for feedback about CDs. Listeners may have bought on recommendation
Listers.
From you. Oh, this is it. What did I say?
Listers.
Listers. Well, it actually says listeners. But we'll go with listeners. Have brought on recommendation from you. I bought the Planet Smashers Unstoppable.
Very nice.
How about that with this in the background? Bloody fantastic. I think it's probably bloody.
Oh, right. Damn it.
But that's not the best part. What is the most rock and roll sweet candy for the non-UK is, well, I bought the album off Amazon from a group called Punker Mentality, and it arrived in the post with a drumstick. Bloody chuffed I was.
Bloody chuffed.
Anyway, thanks again. Always listening.
Oh, no,
James McGregor. James, I will put it in the post soon, I promise you. Tip top turkey Twizzlers. Now go steep that up your sea cucumber porch.
What is a turkey Twizzler?
Yes, that is slang for hello, go finger your ass. I don't know, but your sea cucumber porch is a great word for your bum. I think we've got a word of the week, Tony.
Okay, excellent.
That's gone right up my sea cucumber porch.
Ooh.
Mention me or I will granny kiss your cornflake cookies.
Slimy.
Mark/cheese.
Cornflake
Big
cookies.
Big smile.
Like that.
Well, Mark, I don't know whether you meant it, but you've just got a word of the week there. If you do have a word of the week for Punky, we would prefer it if you send it to paulieb@punkyradio.com, typing your email, word of the week. Hello, boys. Long time no speak. I just wanted to say that I loved the open of the show with Knob Smacked, but I also enjoyed the close of the show with the band Willie Psycho, particularly because I love Sweet Home Alabama and haven't heard such a great parody. Love Alley. That's Podcast Alley.
Excellent.
Who showed up again on something else. And then we got on air, didn't we?
Yes.
I can't remember. Possibly. Welcome back, Ali. We've missed you. I think she was training to be a spy.
Trained to be a spy?
I think so, yeah.
And you found out?
Well,
it's not a very good training, is it?
She hasn't finished the training.
Lesson number one.
By the time she's finished the training, I won't know. Hi, Paul. I'm sure that makes sense.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for adding me. How does it feel to have a St. Louis landmark, haha, your words not mine, as a friend? It was good seeing you. Maybe next time we can visit for longer than a few minutes. Lisa. Lisa is from St. Louis, and I met her in the last bar I went in St. Louis, having seen Bitch Slap Barbie. Right. And the chick is a fucking landmark.
Explain.
You are doing Podcast Alley comments.
Yes.
I am going to find my landmark stinger.
Off
you go, son.
Thank you all for your comments so far this month on Podcast Alley and your votes, of course. If you haven't voted so far this month, it's a new month at the end of this week. So please do just wait till the 1st of May and vote for us again. easiest way, go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen, there's an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject in the comment if you so wish, because we read out the best slash all of the comments. And here are the top five. Punk fucking rock. Great show, keep up the good work. And that's from Death Zone. Thank you very much, Death Zone. And thanks for the CDs.
Yeah, thank you, Death Zone. We do really appreciate that. And have we done the winners of the Death Zone competition yet?
Can't remember.
Fuck, man. I'm really behind. I'll sort it out, I promise you.
A vote for Punky. I look forward to the East Coast tour. Favourite band from the last show? The Altar Boys, Gunshot. And Bill from New York. And, yeah.
Thank you, Bill. And we haven't got any Altar Boys on this week, but we are going to get some more on.
Next time I'm in New York, we'll meet up.
Well, which
does look likely.
We're hoping September stroke the fall, aren't
yes.
we?
Yes.
I don't know whether I'll make it then, but you will.
Me and the beautiful Stephanie should be making it.
I will try and make it to New York then.
It's the best. Discovered this by accident and thought it was a piss take to start off with. Vaginal croutons. But it's great.
Vaginal croutons.
I've expanded my music collection and get a regular laugh. Nothing like wandering around the supermarket, humming a dirty riff song, and laughing out loud at the great banter. Keep it up from Pushing Density Mike. Thank you, Mike.
And we've just mentioned him on something else, haven't we?
Off air. Yeah.
No, didn't we just... Alright.
And on a side note, Dirty Riffs came second in the Diamond Battle of the Bands.
Oh, did they? Who
won? They were beaten by the Dirty Cherubs, who were also very similar.
Were they better? Were the Dirty Riffs the best?
I prefer Dirty Riffs, but Dirty Cherubs are good. They knocked on Draco out.
Wankers.
Yeah, wankers.
Fucking wankers. Yeah.
But nice one, Dirty Riffs.
Yeah, thank you, Dirty Riffs.
'Tis true. You bloody rock, mate. All the best from number one for March. Stay brilliant, my good man. DJ H from the Super Gatto Show.
I told you Soupy liked us.
Yeah.
I've got to like him a bit. He wouldn't go to all that trouble. He wouldn't go to all that trouble if he didn't like us. He'd just go, yeah, thanks, man.
Yeah.
Which is what I do.
He should like us.
Well, yeah, but I mean, he's making an effort.
True.
Hands across the ocean, mate.
Yeah, okay.
Soupy, thank you.
But as mentioned, some of his votes are a little bit...
Fuck that, man.
A little bit sniffy.
He is prepared to leave us a comment.
Hey,
a proper fucking comment.
That's true.
How many other podcasts leave us a proper comment? Exactly.
Don't know.
Soupy's above TTN there, mate. They leave us fuck all.
That is true.
Don't they?
All they do is tell us we're not very good.
Well, their listeners do.
Yeah, that's true.
And that we pop.
They don't like you. Like me even fucking less.
Yeah, well, they don't like me and they like you even fucking less. The reggae geese is going to get taken out on barbed wire.
I think so.
Any second now.
I'm quite disappointed this
year. Hey, Tone, I've got a little sound file for you.
Okay.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, that's great.
That was Lisa the Landmark.
Okay, got one last comment. Yeah.
Sorry.
Before that fat man, the reggae dude, gets shot.
He's going to get it. Did he get shot? I thought he got stung.
He might get shot.
Right.
I don't know. Punky is great. Milky Pants.
Milky Pants. Pants. We haven't done it enough. Milky Pants.
It's one of the first things Steph never said to me. That's another story. Another month to vote for
you'll
the
have
greatest
to tell me about that,
podcast. To come out of a treehouse in Sherwood Forest. A vast improvement over Robin's Merry Band of Men.
Oh, they're all right.
11 stars. That's from Wave the Bob.
Wave the Bob is cool, man.
See, and he listens to TTN.
Why
even
can't
he
all
votes
total
for us.
Talk nonsense listeners be like Wave the Bob?
What, and like us?
He's a top lad.
He is a good top lad.
He's the Grimsby posse in the house.
Grimsby,
respect.
I was thinking Lincoln, but yeah,
Grimsby,
isn't
Grimsby, it? Yeah. Lincolnshire. He's a codhead.
Very nice, though. Well, she's taking a bullet.
He's not Hull, is he? Is he Hull?
I think Grimsby's right.
Grimsby's Gary. Oh, Gary Dring from the podcast, the other one.
Oh, yeah. Is that Gary Spate?
No, Gary Dring.
Okay.
I'm on about. I was watching some cop program the other day, and they had this thing.
Some cop program.
It was some cop program, and they had this thing. It's called, like, Stupid Criminals. Cool. What are we going to do about them?
Criminals, eh? Cool.
Or something, eh? Cool, don't be a crim. Right. And it was in Grimsby. And it was PC Super Detective Intendant something Dring.
Intendant.
Or something like that, yeah. P- PC something super something or other constable intendant, right?
All right, yeah.
Dring. Right. I wonder if he was related to the boy Gary.
Maybe.
I wonder if he's got a hand in the Force. Or whether the Force is just strong in him.
Maybe.
I think I might be able to play another song tonight. I'm feeling really mashed.
That's like the guy from this.
The guy from
Force
this.
Force is strong from, with this guy.
Is
What's
it?
His name?
Which one?
Tamara Morrison. Django Fett.
Tamara
Morrison.
Oh, yes. But we are not in Guatemala That's now.
That's the fella.
Dr. Ropata. Fucking love Shortland Street, man. It's about, and Once Were Warriors, as discussed. Great film.
This is one of those episodes. You know, like the old...
Someone's thrown a pig.
You know the old myth where you watched The Wizard of Oz along with the Dark Side of the Moon and it matched up?
Yeah.
If you watch this Punky alongside barbed wire, you'll see what we're talking about.
And if you watch Wizard of Oz very closely, you see midgets hanging themselves in the background. You know that story?
No.
It's fucking great. Do you not know this?
No.
There's like some of the munchkins, right? Some of the munchkins are really depressed. Right? And there's stories all the way through the years about if you watch Wizard of Oz in the background, you can see munchkins hanging themselves from trees in the Emerald Forest, right? Whatever it is. It's fucking funny. But there is one still of it that does look a bit like a hanging munchkin. No, the lollipop kids. They're the lollipop kids.
The Wizard of Oz is quite harsh.
It's
ruled with an iron fist.
It's depressed lollipop kids.
Right.
They'd like to welcome you to Munchkinland and then hang themselves. Fuck, this has been going on too long.
It's like the other thing where three men and a baby, you could, if you pause it at a certain frame, there was a ghost.
Was there?
In the image. Yeah, there was this massive thing where...
What is all this piss?
If you pause it at one scene, there's a ghost behind the curtain.
It's like that thing in Babe. If you look in the background closely enough, you see spaceships.
Yeah. It's all bollocks.
It's like Mary
Poppins. Oh, I've got a story about this as well.
It's like Mary Poppins.
I have to save this.
If you watch it for long enough, you realise it's just a shit film.
That's quite a good film, though. Come on.
It's fucking shit.
Jiminy Jim.
God, it's great. Blimey, Mary Poppins.
It's done great for the Anglo-English American relations.
Fuck all for it.
Jim Jiminy.
Shut up with your Jim Jim nonsense. Right, time for track two. Now, this is Ken Kurt, mate, because obviously the first three podcast-only people asking for them.
All right, yeah.
King Kurt, a very popular choice. You've just got scared by a lady with muscles on the television. Let me get on with our show, please. You big girl. You got all muscles.
No, she's a big girl.
She's a big girl, yeah.
Carry on then. Come on, track two.
Oh, fuck you. King Kurt from their first album, Ooh Walla Walla, a psychobilly Sergeant Pepper. Possibly one of the best albums ever made, in my opinion. Track 8 on the CD is the now famous Rockin' Kurt, which features the line, his big fat spotted cock.
Nice.
See if you can spot it. What I want to know is, Tony, what is King Kurt's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/alcoholicrat.
It is. Fucking hell, man. Tony T, probably the internet nil. I might have to tweak it a little this week again. Ooh, whoa, ooh, whoa, ooh, whoa. Hey!
Let a house
nice. Psychobilly to psychobilly, man. Ken Kurt to the Guana Bats. Can you believe it?
It's smooth.
I love these Guana Bats instrumentals as well. I just fucking love the band. I will be seeing them, of course.
You will?
In Spain.
Spain.
In June. Let me know if you're going.
I'm not.
Well, not you.
Oh, okay.
We'll meet up. not me and you. We won't meet up, Tony.
That'd be silly, wouldn't it?
Yes, that would be very, very silly indeed. King Kurt, obviously the best band ever, probably. Right, now, it's iTunes.
It is.
I've been meaning to read these out for a while. I've got four new ones from the UK, and you've got four new ones from the US. We are still waiting for some Canardon ones. Chantel, put your fucking finger out. This is the best way to help our show.
It is, yeah.
Leave a review on iTunes. It gets us listeners, and it helps you out.
5 stars only.
If you're a band, it helps you out. If you're a punter, it leaves you safe in the knowledge it keeps us going for another week, because iTunes is the best way. We've had this one. Right, and what we do, every once in a while, we read them out. It's very easy to find us on iTunes, isn't it, Tone?
It is very easy. You can just search for Punky for a start, or if not, you can just go to punkyradio.com and click on the iTunes link on the left-hand side.
Of course.
Straight there.
Now, as I say, 5 stars only. Here comes the first one. 5 stars. Always looking.
Always looking.
Mushroom Master. Due to the fact that Punk is so fucking awesome, I'm always looking for the next episode. These couple of smack-tars know how to make you laugh and make you pogo at the same time. Never really was into punk before listening to this wonderful podcast, but now I am. You guys keep me entertained at work all day long, as I have downloaded every single fucking episode since the It's a Girl one. That Joe has a dirty mouth, but I love it. I recommend the podcast for anyone, even if you're a kinblurred who's pushing density and who's mighty, mighty berserker. Really isn't that mighty at all. Thanks, Punky. You're awesome. Gooper Gooper from Dan in Bournemouth, regulars of 5 months. P.S. Tony is gay with men and everything in life.
Now, where is he from?
That's for Bournemouth.
Fucker.
That's fair enough. But
I'm moving down there. I'll kick
Dan.
Your ass.
Well, I'm sure we know Dan from Bournemouth, yeah. It's more than 5 months. I'm
sure. I've been moving to Bournemouth, so
yeah, well,
I've been looking
well, when you
up.
Get down there, punch him.
Yeah, but give you a good
at the same
bum
time,
in or something.
Stroke him nicely for saying, Paul says thank you.
Oh, yeah, that's
and that's for nothing. Right. But he's got an absolutely fair point.
What's that?
About us being brilliant. But I'm sick of this fucking Joe bollocks.
It's because it's the first show.
Is it the first one on there?
On the archive.
Now.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah, we could just delete it, of course.
Delete it, really, because it's just some bird shows up saying cunt and everyone thinks she's brilliant. Yeah. Oh, we've said we're not going to say that anymore.
I don't want to say that word much. We might delete a couple more as well.
All right. Anyway, here's the next one. It is that is a very good show, that one. Although, very different to what we're doing now. Yeah. In that we're now classed and skillful. The Scent of Punk by Rowley Dark Compass. It could be Rowley Dark Compass. Rowley_Dark Compass. There is no other punk podcast that comes anywhere near these two guys, either in the bunker or the treehouse. Paul and Tony bring you some of the best new and classic old punk, as well as excellent banter, psycho pounds, poker and poetry. An excellent show, which I've been listening to for over a year. Rowley Dark Compass. Fucking great review.
Nice name.
5 stars as well. Sados, 5 stars by P. Geez, this pair of wannabe chavs are low enough to crawl under a snake's belly wearing a top hat. My religious advisor has assured me that they will face eternal poker pleasure when they finally curl up their tootsies and piss off. Having said that, they are funny, and the music they play is suitably noisy and diverse. In fact, it is my most downloaded podcast, and I rate it highly, although I really want to know who sings the outro, because the Rat Pack are missing a trick. I can't
Who's
remember.
That from?
It's The Scourge. That's from Sados by Puh.
That's a nice review.
Fucking brilliant, isn't it?
It's a very nice review.
Absolutely spot on. See what I think of this one. The Dogs, 5 stars. Do you know all the British listeners give us 5 stars, Dave?
Yeah.
By Nuke the 7th. Great stuff, lads. This is what the world has been waiting for. Makes all other broadcasts seem like a meal of old men's overcoats. Up the Bleach Boys! Nuke the 7th,
and
like
they all
it.
They seem to be loving the Bleach Boys as well, which is great.
Everyone's loving the Bleach. We'll play another track in a week or two. Right, off you go, Tone, with your US nonsense.
Also, don't forget, it's The Scourge who does the end song. So
yeah, but they're not
out.
Singing it. They had a guest singer.
Oh, wasn't it?
No.
Oh.
It is The Scourge, but they've got a guest vocalist.
Okay.
Who was doing something else. And anyway, go for it.
So here are the US iTunes. Let's see if
I hope they're all 5 stars.
Let's see if they can keep our 5 stars slate nice and clean. The good old US listeners.
Hope so. After all, we are your principal allies.
Okay, first off, all right, there's your 5 stars. Happy?
That's better, yes.
You deserve 6 for playing the Bleach Boys.
Yes, we do.
Even if some of the other stuff was a bit emo-ish.
What other stuff?
By the Frenzy of Tongues, I don't know.
Oh, Frenzy of Tongues are sending us a CD.
Oh, okay. Well, that's alright then. And they're giving us 5 stars.
Fair play to them.
5 stars.
Yeah, I'll be in touch, Frenzy of Tongues. Thanks for the comment. Get that CD in the post.
Okay, next one. Great music. Oh, yes. This one's 3 stars, though.
How can this only be 3 stars, Tony?
How come 3 stars? I don't know.
But they're our principal allies.
It starts off with great music as well.
But Tony, they're our principal allies.
That's a compliment of sorts. How strange. I'll carry on. The music is awesome. Again, another great comment. Music is awesome. Great music. Very good. Three stars. Yeah. Unfortunately, the hosts talk way too much for my taste.
Fuck off, do we?
So if you are looking for a couple of English punkers with some humour.
Some humour.
This is the show for you.
Yes, it is.
That's from Roadkill, 1972.
Well, thank you, Roadkill.
Bad year, that.
I think it was a vintage year.
I think his finger slipped
when he was on the star button.
That must have been it.
Probably five, really.
Our allies, the US, wouldn't be beating in the 5 stars allocated to Punky Step.
They're nothing without us.
No.
They need us. Hmm. They start with 5 stars and work up.
That's right.
And it comes to us.
Yeah.
But look, thank you. I appreciate it. But you just missed off a couple of stars there.
But as always, we'll read out all your views no matter what. Because we said we would.
Yeah.
Next one. 2 words. Punk is amazing. Smack tards. Now,
oh, Tony, you're a bit close to your mic then.
That sounds like three.
I think you need some tights.
I'm sorry. That sounds like 3 words to me.
That does, yeah. This is amazing, American though.
Smack tards.
Let's face it, they've got 3 stars confused with 5. They've probably got three words confused with 2.
You see the problem?
I can, yeah.
And that's some Dorkfish 25.
Thank you, Dorkfish.
Maybe that's Dorkfish 35.
I still appreciate it massively. Yeah. Appreciate every review. Thank you.
And finally, uniting fans and bands across the land.
That's us.
Gooper Gooper.
Oh, yes.
Punky is the greatest music / comedy podcast on iTunes.
It is.
Do yourself a favour and subscribe today.
I might.
No, don't wait. Right this second.
Okay.
Every week, you'll get a few great independent and raw punk tracks tied together with Paulie B and Manly Tony Hearn's brilliant banter.
Hey, Manly Tony.
Subscribe.
Back in the room.
Listen and recommend it to your friends. That's from Johnny Gore.
Big one. Thank you, Johnny.
Isn't that a nice review?
That's a beautiful way to end the iTunes review section.
And it was 5 stars.
And we might point out, we did have a twat for this week, but we're saving it because we want to build up our twat library. Just tell them a little bit about that, will you, Tony?
But if you do have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Just want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. Any reason would do. Anyone you think is a twat.
Tony,
just email
say
me,
it.
tony@punkyradio.com.
Cool.
It.
I think we ought to play the next song.
Okay.
All right. Let's do it then. This is another Podcast Alley favourite.
We are the generation. We are the election. We are the generation. Is this the end of civilization? You talk, cops are gonna get you. This generation's gotta go.
So it turns out, Tone, she's got a debit card.
Yeah.
That was Andy Nowhere League. What a brilliant start to the show. Cox Sparrow, King Kurt and Andy Nowhere League. That is absolutely spot on. That's from their, I believe, most recent album, Kings and Queens, which came out 2 or 3 years ago now. That's the first track from it. We have played Your Mother's Cunt, I've said it again, and one or two other tracks on that, but that is the first song on it, and I do like it. What one knows, Tony, what is Anti Nowhere League's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/AntiNowhereLeague.
No, not even close. MySpace.com/Animal, A-N-W-L. Because Animal's the lead singer, and A-N-W-L is Anti Nowhere League. Because some 19-year-old twat from America had nicked Anti Nowhere League.
You dirty MySpace bastard.
Because I checked it out. So it is MySpace.com/Animal, A-N-W-L.
I've not dissed MySpace in quite a while.
Well, anyway, I'm gonna have a pop now, man.
No, I'm going to let go. I'm fine now. I'm fine. Move it.
Tone, have I? They should be on our top friends as well.
Okay.
Have I told you about GoDaddy?
Go what?
Exactly. Let me tell you a little bit about it.
Okay.
Essentially, they're a web services provider. So when you go on there, you quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are...
SSLs.
And increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and... podcasting. So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything's laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY1, that's...
PUNKY1.
...into the space provider, you can get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there is now a PUNKY2 code, that's
PUNKY2,
which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 25 nicker. It's a no-brainer. And why is that, Tony?
Because of that exchange.
But not in Europe.
Not in Europe?
Euros are fucking us up, man.
Oh, yeah.
My holiday to Spain, yeah, 392 euros, I'm thinking 50 quid.
Yeah.
Over 300.
It's
exchange rate's buggered, man.
78p now, isn't it?
A pound is still worth significantly more than a euro, which is worth significantly more than a dollar.
Yeah.
Which is worth more than the yen, which is worth more than fucking Lactartian.
So with the right side up. But
psycho pounds still rule.
Yeah. But, yeah. 78p for euro.
Takes the piss. 63 when it started.
Yeah. 78 now. I'm going to Germany soon. I'm not going to afford any sausages.
So, once you've been to Europe, right, once you've been to Germany, and I've been to Spain,
right,
let's boycott Europe.
Yeah, we're going to America instead.
Yeah.
We'll buy a state each.
We'll get June out of the way, and we'll turn our back. We'll look west. We won't look east anymore. We'll look west. I looked east last Thursday.
Is that it?
Yeah. Yeah, so anyway, that's that. Fuck.
Brilliant.
Have you noticed GoDaddy are now doing proper telly advertising?
No.
Have you seen they're doing proper telly adverts, man?
Oh, okay.
GoDaddy, clearly, we've helped them out.
Well, they are good.
They are good. They're quite clear.
I know we do mention them every
they're
week.
They're providing a very good service, in my opinion.
They're cheap, very good, and they're even cheaper if you use our discount.
They're the Woolworths of the internet.
Gosh. Without that crappy advert with the sheep.
Fuck that sheep, man.
What's all that about?
Fuck that sheep.
Yeah, fuck sheep that sheep. Bastard.
Can you tell people a little bit about whatever you can think of?
Yeah, about ways to listen for a start. Various ways you can listen to the show. First and most important.
Yes, ways to listen, that's what I mean.
It's through btpodshow.com. Our page is punkyradio.btpodshow.com. You can always download the shows from there. But the best way is to subscribe. You can subscribe from there. Go to punkyradio.com and you can subscribe through iTunes. And you can download all the shows back to the 4th of April 2006. The dirty.
Yeah, but you get the bloody Joe bloody.
Yeah,
bloody,
you don't want that
bloody one.
Alternatively, if you want to listen online, you can listen to us on two internet radio stations. The first one is Hussy Skunk, hussyskunk.com, HussieSkunk.com. We're on 3 times a week there at different times. But if you check the site out for the schedule, you'll see it. Also, in the day, there's punk rock and all sorts. Great show, great stations.
Yes.
We're on Wicked Radio as well. From Deshi, thank you very much.
Wicked.
Wickedradio.org. We're on every night. Common what time? about
Tony, what's happening with wine? Have we finished it?
We are actually out of wine now.
And we're out of white wine, mate.
Oh, okay. Oh, brilliant.
There were other colours.
.org every night, and it's old shows in the week, new shows the weekend.
Hello, Wicked Radio listeners.
Hello, Wicked Radio.
Hello, Hussy Sky listeners.
Email us if you're listening to us
and
on Wicked Radio.
Second Life types, we're still trying to work you out.
Hello,
but
Second Life.
But welcome. Hello, Second Life types. If you are out there, I hope you're not bumming each other again.
Especially those on Trent Island. Please do give us
yes,
a shout.
Yes, Trent Island. Make sure you put your latex pants on before you go to Trent Island. You naughty Second Life bummers.
Second Life bummers, was that?
It's the German ones, mainly, isn't it?
It was what?
Cyber rape. I told you about that.
Oh, yeah.
We've been through that.
Yeah, Lord Raylock and his madness.
No, it was nothing to do with Lord
Raylock.
Have
I gone off? Oh, there I am.
He's going to get on a boat to here. It's going to take him a while.
You're not going to let him out of the country.
But then, when he lands in Dover, you know it's but half a day's ride to the forest.
Yeah, by that time, I'll be in Bournemouth.
He'll come back down.
Yeah, he's not going to find us. I'm too busy hunting the iTunes reviewers. Like in James Silent Bob. Magnolia fan.
I'm telling you, man. Yes. Yeah, Lord Raylock, he's self-sufficient. He can find you.
Self-sufficient.
This is the
what
Hispanic
is it, John
girls.
Rambo?
Yes.
He's going to get a knife out.
Tony, I'm telling
you
what.
Stitching himself
he's
up.
He's already a cool spring. He's just winding him up. Me and the Lord are on side, right? You want to start being nice to him, man. The time will come. He's going to come over here. He won't just butt-fuck you. No. You'll be happy when the butt-fucking starts. Yeah, sweet relief. I'm only being butt-fucked now. Telling you, man.
All right.
The guy is... I don't think he's unhinged. I don't think he's mad.
He's a coiled spring.
I think he's a top lad.
All right.
And you've wound him up the wrong way, and I'm on his side.
Of course you would be.
Me and the... Well, out of the two of you.
You stand with a butt-fucker united. That's great. Thanks for that.
It's me and the Lord against you, mate. And anyhow... He'll be your lord, let me tell you. I'll be there taking bets. You can manage twice.
He'll be the lord of my ring.
5-1. 5-1 says he can't do two.
Alright. Anyway.
Have I said this is the Hispanic girls? I'm losing the will to live. We need to do the next song, man.
Mm-hmm.
The People's Republic of Mercia sent us a CD a long time ago, and we played the title track, Flip Flop Man.
I thought we played something.
They're a kind of R&B punky sort of Eddie and Hot Rodsy style of band from the West Midlands. I like them very much. I'm sorry to them that I appear to be moving through this CD very slowly, but we're playing track two. Yeah. There's loads on it. I recommend you buy it. It's a really good genre. It's a good driving album.
Okay.
I reckon if they'd had the kind of Scandinavian marketing the Defectors had, it would have said on the front of this music is good to drive to, because it really is. Anyway, Tony, what I want to know is, what is the People's Republic of Mercia, or abbreviated PROMS, MySpace page?
I'll go for it. MySpace.com/PROMS.
No, MySpace.com/ People's Republic of Mercia. I'm rubbing my tits. My nipples.
May Lord Raylock bum you to death.
He won't. He's on my side.
Yeah.
He told me to say this.
He's on your backside.
He's one of the voices in my head. Stop it, Tone. This is who you're going to blame.
Joyride a kill at the wheel of his car.
that was the People's Republic of Mercia with Who You Gonna Blame.
That's quite a long song.
This is the Chop Tops.
Nice.
Fucking great song though. Yeah. Great album. These are great. I can't wait to get their new album through. They're getting some new ones pressed. So Tony, we've reached the point in this Punky when I've said to you, I'm lighting up something I'm probably not allowed to.
Nice.
It is for me. You don't imbibe, do you? But I
don't really smoke.
No, so well, no, you don't smoke, do you?
Full stop, so it's... Yeah. So smoking alone makes me choke, you don't mind smoking anything else.
But we've now got some, what I'm describing as jungle wine on the go, haven't we? We've said...
It does taste a little bit off.
We've waved goodbye.
It doesn't taste like normal wine.
We've waved goodbye to the white wine. We're now on the Jim Beam and ginger beer.
It's got a bit of a kick.
You're damn right, as it's fiery ginger
this,
beer.
This lemonade's fucked up.
Yeah, it's nothing to do with the Jim Beam. It's the fiery ginger beer that's affecting it.
Christ.
It's a really nice drink, man. It's a real smoker's drink, actually, because it's strong tasting. That's why it's really doing your nut in. It just tastes like green tea to me.
Yeah. Perhaps the taste buds old, that work.
Perhaps Earl Grey.
Well,
so,
to
anyway, I feel now
nettle,
I should leave LA behind.
Okay. All right.
And let you know about the second
yes.
leg of my trip. When my plan was to go to Taos in New Mexico to see Twilight and Thebes, the hippies. Right.
Middle of nowhere.
In the middle of fucking nowhere, right. Flew to Albuquerque, fine. Pick up a car, pick up a RAV 4x4. Think, yeah, I can do some damage in this vehicle.
Uh-huh.
Drive out of Albuquerque. Yeah, there were no bulldogs or jumping frogs hanging about, I have to say.
Mm-hmm.
Drove out of there, and I hadn't noticed on the way out, but they hadn't put what I'm calling the bonnet, but you would call the hood, down.
Yeah.
Got onto the freeway up to Santa Fe on the first leg, and bonnet flies up. I've had the convertible stuff. Now yeah. I've got it from the front. Jesus. Move on. And this guy has been going, your hood, and he's been pointing at me. I think he looks like a Mexican. He looks like he's going to kill me.
Right.
So I'm just not paying any attention. Suddenly the hood flies up and I realise what he was on about. So pile over onto the hard shoulder, put the thing down, it's fine. Get back going. The journey from Albuquerque to Santa Fe, vaguely uneventful. Get past Santa Fe, get the road to Taos, and suddenly I'm in the Westerns. There should be cowboys and Indians riding about. The scenery is just out of every Western you've ever seen. It's amazing. And it's dusk and it's getting dark. And I'm going, I wish I had photos of this. It's just the most beautiful. And it's high up. You're high up now.
Yeah.
Driving to Taos. You know what Taos looks like?
No.
South Park.
Really?
Yeah. Looks like fucking... When you drive in, it looks like South Park. I mean, fucking come on. Found the motel, checked in, phoned up Twilight and Thieves, said, I'm here. They went, we'll be there in 45 minutes. They got down, they took me straight out. Beautiful scenery, mountains surround. There's mountains, well, there's mountains on two sides and it's kind of plains. It's kind of, it's just beautiful, right? They take me to this bar called the Alley Tavern. They said, what do you want to do tonight? I said, well, I want to drink myself silly.
Mm.
Of course, I'm English. It is St. Patrick's night. Have I talked about this?
No. That's nice, John.
We get there. It is. I've got as far away from St. Patrick's night as I can, I fear. In like New Mexico.
Yeah.
I'm in the mountains, in the middle of not American part of America, if you know what I mean. I must be safe here, right? Get in. There's a duo playing. Everything's all right. Song finishes.
There's a duo playing?
Yeah. I sit down. They start up the fucking Irish Rover. I couldn't fucking believe it. New Mexico, me, trying to escape St. Patrick's night. Some fuckers playing Irish Rover. Pissing me off, right?
Did they do Danny Boy?
They didn't.
Oh, shit.
They didn't know it, fortunately.
What a shame.
So, I sit down. Waitress comes over. What would you like to drink? We tell her what we want to drink, and she mishears me and thinks I say eggnog. When am I going to order
eggnog? Is that egg and milk?
Eggnog's what old people have at Christmas, isn't it? It's like snowball and bollocks and
hypothermia.
It's bad news, right? So I went, no, I don't want a fucking eggnog. Red wine, I said, red wine.
Okay.
So anyway, Twilight and Thebes said to me, very sensibly, We know as an Englishman you can outdrink us, but we have an advantage. We're at altitude.
Nice.
Yeah, right. The air means nothing to me.
You flew with me.
Fuck, man. No, this is like, this is altitude, right? This is like ear-popping nonsense, right? Three glasses in, I'm absolutely mullered. Yeah. Hating the waitress. She's beautiful, but I hate her, right?
Why?
And me and her have got... Because she's a pain in the fucking ass with the eggnog nonsense.
Ah.
My mistake, though, she's obviously studied physiotherapy. Towards the end of the night, she walks past me, does a Vulcan death grip on the back of my knee. I drop like a fucking stone.
What preempted the death grip?
Physios, they know pressure points, don't they?
Yeah.
They do. She's done pressure points on me. I think I'm hurting. Anyway, Twilight Enthusiasts give me a lift back. Next day, they show me around.
Mm.
And Taos is a beautiful place. Absolutely beautiful place. And this is going to... I am going to have to keep this story going because I'm already going on too long.
Sorry.
Beautiful place. And they took me around the Bent Museum.
The Bent Museum?
Yeah. The Governor Bent of Taos.
Okay.
Got killed by the Mexicans and the Indians or something, right?
How unfortunate.
There's a fantastic museum counts. Where there's a baby monster in one of the boxes. Just go to Taos and go to the Bent Museum. There is a baby monster in the box. I'm cutting this story short. Then they drove me up to the Taos Ski Valley, which was really nice.
Mm.
Beautiful up there. In fact, I'd like to go back and ski. And then they took me to the Rio Grande Gorge, which is nothing short of amazing. I'm going to put a cop show on, right?
Nice.
And the Rio Grande, we took some fantastic photos there. And they were saying that this is a really popular place for people to kill themselves, right?
Oh,
and I'm going,
sweet.
And I'm going, yeah, yeah, right. And then I look down, they say, you see down the side of the gorge, that white car? No one could get down there to get it. The geezer might still be alive. Fucking hell. If you're going to kill yourself, I can think of no more picturesque spots than the Rio Grande Gorge.
Okay. It's better than a random bridge over the motorway.
It is. It's better than Suicide Bridge in fucking Archway. Archway, Highgate. That's rubbish. Yeah. And then I go back to theirs, and they are off-grid. They are in just the weirdest, most remote place on Earth. And we made a podcast. They got a fantastic dog. We made a podcast, which you've heard.
I have.
And me and Thebes had a bit of an argument about gun law.
He loves his guns.
He really does like a gun. And I'm not over keen. I prefer Black Widows and the such like. Not Black Widows.
The bikers.
Catapults. And then, eventually, they gave me a lift back and we went out again, I think. I think we went back to the same place. My mind is muddied. But I had the most terrific time with them, and do listen to their podcast. And listen to the stinger at the end of the show because it's got their website on it.
Did you fire a gun?
No, I didn't. I chose not to.
Okay. Because you were thinking about going to a shooting range, weren't you?
Yeah, well, they gave me the option to shoot squirrels.
Mind you, they're rats.
The black ones are. They're brilliant. They keep electric in mind. They're unique. The squirrels.
I forgot about your affinity with squirrels.
The squirrels to Letchworth are like the French language to Quebec.
That's beautiful.
I like to think so. I suppose I'll do the next song, really. I can't let them kill the skin, they don't care. And I don't breathe in some bombs and hands have got us trapped. Brainwashed into thinking that the end is nigh. Just a thought got screaming all alone at night. Races, gangs, and rising crime. This mess is... right then, Tony. This is Balvinder Kaur.
Is it really?
Yes, it is. And I got this band from... I got their CD from Troy at KZLA. It's another one of those.
I see.
And it's more slow-burning car than punky.
It's good. What but it should have ended a few times already.
What does it remind you of?
I don't know.
What famous band does it remind you of?
Not sure. It does remind me of something, but I can't think what.
Well,
My Chemical Romance?
Yeah, sort of. It's sort of emo-y, isn't it?
That kind of emo-y stuff.
Sort of emo. It's kind of Kinblood.
It's a bit Kinblood.
But it's a bit war rather than a bit...
Yeah. No, I like it.
Yeah.
But as you saw... It should have ended three times. I was ready for it to end
Times. Yeah. We don't like Punky. Doesn't like false
endings.
It's
ended there. Oh, no, it's a fake rank solo. Okay.
Doesn't like false endings. It really fucks us up.
I was going to end it. Oh, no.
We did do something rare, didn't we? I didn't say before the last song. We took a break.
We took a mini break, yeah.
We did take a mini break. We don't normally. We normally play straight through, but we did take a break because I had to fill us up with Jungle Wan.
But only about 10 minutes.
Yeah. But it's all right. It won't be 10 minutes of dead air because Tony will edit it.
And I've recorded it all.
Because the reason I say this is that I looked at your screen and I thought, fuck me, this is the longest show ever. And then thought, oh no, hang on. It isn't. We've had a mini break.
Tony doesn't delete anything.
Yeah. So anyway, Tony.
Yes.
What I want to know is, now this is from, it's hardly worth me saying this, in fact, but this is from Balvinder Kaur's three-track EP, Love, Hate, War, Politics, right?
Okay.
It's actually called Love, Hate, War, Politics, Love, Hate, War, Politics, Love, Hate, War, Politics, but I think you can probably just call it Love, Hate, War, Politics.
Cubed.
What I want to know is, what is Balvinder Kaur's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Balvinder Kaur.
No, it's not. Oh. And I'll tell you why, it's because they've changed their name to Escape in Progress.
Oh, I'm supposed to know that.
Since this CD came out. Well, if you've done your research, like I did.
If I'd done my research.
It's actually myspace.com/
Bob Wise Orbs.
Escape in Progress, okay. Which I believe probably be Internet 3, Tony 2, and I did not miss the comment, Barb Wires Orbs. Don't think for one second I missed that.
It's Casablanca.
What did it say? Casablanca. Of all the chin joints in all the world. You had to blow up a Rastafarian in mine. What? No, what did I say?
You did the kids from wherever it is, his line. South African.
Oh, yeah. If you know, have we mentioned this yet?
I don't think so.
Right. The guy who is the sort of love interest kind of guy in Barbed Wire.
Jango Fett.
Who's also Jango Fett. And is also in the film Once Were Warriors.
Yeah.
Was also in Shortland Street. And when he was in Shortland Street, he was forever saying, when I was in Guatemala... And whatever nurse or doctor he was talking to said, yes, but you're not in Guatemala now, Dr. Ropata. Right. They always said it. A girl I went out with when I was 25 called Tanya told me all about that. She was from New Zealand. Anyway, don't know.
Okay.
But anyway, that's what I meant to say. The end of the film was, it's like Casablanca.
Yeah.
Of all the gin joints in all the world, you had to walk in a mine. Yes. But we're not in Guatemala now, are we, Dr. Lopata?
Again, you have to watch Barbed Wire alongside the show.
Yeah, and Casablanca and Shortland Street.
They're the same film.
Shortland Street. What was the theme to Shortland Street go?
I don't know. Was that just like really bad Australian...
New Zealand.
Was it New Zealand?
Yeah, a bit more indie.
Oh, right, like Round the Twist.
It had a fantastic theme.
Remember Round the Twist?
Round the Twist was like
an Australian / New Zealand children's show.
Was it?
I can't remember. It was like half hour shows of strange stories.
Yeah, but what was the thing to Shortland Street?
I know it was really good. Was it?
Yeah,
it was
fantastic. Fuck, what was the thing? Tony, I was going to tell you all about my night in Santa Fe.
Oh, tell us about Santa Fe.
Right.
Sounds fair, Shorten Street. Which one you want to go for?
I don't think it is, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to play you a sound file.
All right. Ooh.
And then, there you go. And then I'm going to backtrack.
This is DJ Ali Al in Santa Fe, New Mexico, coming off a hot night on Funhouse DJ, and you're listening to the best radio station I've ever heard of. And I don't know what it's called.
Punky Radio.
Oh, Punky Radio it is.
I don't think he sounded that sincere, you know.
How good is that? Right, what happened was, right, I got to Santa Fe. Sorry, the drive from Taos to Santa Fe was particularly brilliant, right? Because I saw... What are you laughing
at? It's almost your Ernie Wise moment.
What really happened was, right, okay.
It's Ronnie Corbett, you spastic.
Oh, that's it.
I just called you a spastic. Oh. So sorry.
Two bottles of wine to all and spastic some kind out of strange there. Lemonade.
The producer.
He's a very nice man.
How?
the worst Ronnie Corbett impression in the world.
Is Jimmy Savile doing a Ronnie Corbett impression? What the fuck's going on here? Oh, good Lord. Right, so... I make the drive from Taos to Santa Fe, doing all the roads. Careful, you bust your lead. Okay. Doing all the roads that right. I saw in dusk.
Right.
In the light. Oh, my God. I was stopping every 15 miles to take a photo. I get halfway between Taos and Santa Fe to some town called FFFFF or something, right? Which I've been... Española.
Okay.
Right. And I've been told it's a bit of a smack hole... Right.
Great.
And it's very, very Mexican. So I think, fuck it. I'll have lunch there. I found this mart. Big mall thing, shopping mart thing. Right? Yeah. And it had a Subway inside. So I thought, I'll go for Subway. I've not been very healthy.
Meatball marinara?
No.
Oh.
I had to think about that. I thought, what did I order? Went in. And this is when I met my first ever genuine thick Mexican.
Okay.
You know, people in the US take the piss out of Mexicans like the Canadians do about the Newfies, like we do about the Irish, or now the Welsh, or now whatever, right?
Yeah.
But their thing, the US is the Mexicans, and all Mexicans are thick. And every Mexican I've ever met has been fantastically brilliant, including Lupe in St. Louis, who I will talk about in future weeks at some point. They're absolutely spot on. Right, but this guy was a genuine, good old-fashioned... You know, Vote for Pedro in Napoleon Dynamite?
Yeah.
He was like him. Right, spoke really slowly. Right. And I said, I'd like footlong. Oh, first of all, he said, hey, how can I help you, sir? I said, right, I'd like footlong. Right. Foot long, and then I just ordered various meat.
Right,
because I decided to be healthy on the way in.
You were just listing animals.
I was just listing
chicken,
animals:
turkey, pig,
yeah, goat.
Wax some goat on there.
Dodo, all sorts. Right.
How's your toy toys?
And then he said, "Would you like that toasted?" And I went, "Yeah, I'd like that toasted." He went, "Okay, is it all right if I cut it into 2 6-inch ones?" And I went, "No, it's fine." "Why?" He went, "Because I cannot do the foot-long ones." What training do you get when you've got two choices, 6-inch or foot-long?
Right.
And you fail the foot-long test and still get the job? How the fuck?
Well, what's the difference? Has he got toast 6-inch at a time?
Fuck knows. Both of his hands were working.
Can't do both at one time.
He's got two hands. I don't know why he couldn't do it.
He sat there holding a foot-long sandwich, trying to put it in the oven.
Yeah, like, it won't go.
It won't fit.
It won't go. Turn it round, son. Turn it round. She's fucking unbelievable, right?
Error.
So I haven't reached Santa Fe yet, but I do need to play the last song. Which I am very proud to say, once again. This is a great show. I don't think there's many radio shows in the world, on internet or in real life,
made
or on,
quite so hammered,
or on FM or what? No, quite possibly. But can play the Lurkers 2 weeks in a row and not have either a serious conversation with the advertisers or have a load of people saying you've played the same band 2 weeks in a row. What are you doing?
Yeah,
it's the fucking Lurkers. It's their new album. Arturo, you legend.
I met the old drummer. Very nice
you
guy.
Met the old drummer who's not on this album and is not in this band.
No, it's true.
So that counts for nothing.
It's good though, isn't it?
This is from their latest album, Fried Brains. We played a track last week. I'll tell you what we played last week. We played Punk Rock Brought Us Together with that great country bit in the middle. This week's one is a classic old slice of punk. The lyrics are fantastic. Tony, I still can't find their MySpace page. What is the Lurkers website?
Thelurkers.co.uk.
It is. How does that affect the scores?
I think I win.
No, I think we draw.
Damn it.
No, I think that's right. We draw, don't we? Because you had...
We'll call it a draw.
You got Coxbarra.
Because it probably is.
And you got Alcoholic Rat. And then I got Anginoa League, Animal, ANWL. And then I got People's Republic of Mercia. And then I got Escaping Progress. So it's 3-2. This makes it a draw. Genuinely makes it a draw. This is the first track off this here on Lurkers album.
Cool.
The Amstel Fried Brains. And the track is called Come and Reminisce. And listen to the lyric.
Who wants originality? I know I don't. Yeah, that's me. Only music is a bore. Just need what I've heard before. It's 77. The die was cast. I like living in the past. Ramones, pistols, clash and jam. Stranglers, buzzcocks and the dam. Come and reminisce if you think you're old enough. Come and reminisce if you think you're old enough. Come and reminisce if you think you're old enough. Come and reminisce if you think you're old enough. I ain't bought a record since 79. I ain't got an open mind. Latest music is old pox. I just want a punk jukebox. Same old songs from the early days will keep me happy to my grave. You could say my mouth is shut and that I am in a rut. Come and reminisce if you think you're old enough. Come and reminisce if you think you're old enough. Come and reminisce if you think you're old enough. Come and reminisce if you think you're old enough.
Class of 77, 77, 77, 77, 77, 77.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
What?
That's a great song, isn't it, mate? That, mm-hmm. That Lurkers album, you know, it's up there with Coxbarra. Great new album. Go and buy it. It's on Captain Oi. MySpace.com/CaptainOi. They're one of our top friends.
Who, let's face it, have a great catalogue.
They really do. They really do. Just terrific. I mean, you could, if every album you bought for the rest of your life you bought from Captain Oi, you would not be disappointed.
No. We've not had a bad album from them, really. No. I can't think of one.
No. Some of the reissues are a bit ropey, but it's because they weren't that well recorded. And but
yeah.
all the new stuff is brilliant. Crashed Out is brilliant. Gold Blade, brilliant.
Gonads are on Captain Oi.
Gonads, brilliant. Lurkers, brilliant. Coxbarra, brilliant. Anginoa League, brilliant. The list goes on.
Resistance, they're all up.
Resistance 77. Well, they had one album out on.
Oh, is it one? On one, is it?
Absolutely terrific label.
Hmm.
Well done, Captain Oi. Yeah. That's what I say. Right.
And well done us for a great show.
Fuck me, we've got away with it. That was work. I will explain Heidi at the start of the show.
Right.
And DJ Ali Al and the Santa Fe Experience on next week's show.
Okay.
This is going to take, I knew this would take ages. I've got a few interviews to do yet as well. I haven't even reached St. Louis. Fuck, man. I've kind of mentioned St. Louis, but I haven't. Oh, man. So much to do. So little time. I'm a bit worried about having a prostate in the next 4 years.
Is that after watching Family
after
Guy?
After watching Family Guy, yeah.
That public information service.
It's like, I don't want a man's fingers up my arse unless I've asked him to put them there.
It might be alright.
Might it? Lord Redlock, are you listening?
He'd know.
I said fingers, Lord.
Okay.
Not missile.
not mighty berserker.
Not mighty berserker.
Milky Pants.
This has been a very relaxed show. You're on your seventh bag of crisps.
Six.
I'm sorry. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Oh, Pook. Oh, Pook. Mate, I've loved that.
We're Twilight and Thieves.
You can find us at twilightandthieves.com.
And you're listening to Punky Radio.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.